How you feel? More relaxed or not? Did you fall asleep?
I think twice.
Ah, very good. That is good sign. Means your body trying to go into the subconscious and the unconscious. Then you aware, right?
But after I get out from momentum, I mean from the, I think there's some snoring.
Oh, never mind.
Then I become more aware.
Ah, but that snoring is a vibration that trigger your awareness to be aware. That's why sleeping meditation, most people, they lie down, either they tired or they lie down, the tendency is to sleep, understand? To go into the relaxed state of unconscious or subconscious. Because initially you become semi-conscious or subconscious before you become unconscious. Then of course, most of you all, when you go into the sleep, your mind is actually moving. That's why you don't have good sleep unless you are very tired. Then sometimes you dream inside. These are the subconscious and unconscious release. Whatever phobia or whatever trapped consciousness that need to be released can only release when you are relaxed and not interfering with the thinking. You must understand that. If you think a lot, that thought process prevents the nature's energy from going in. I think those who know about the acupuncture, Zhen Jiu and all those, they know that we have a lot of artery, nadis, everything. Yeah? They are connected to all your organ on the asana. Then the Chinese TCM, they got study on. There is a human clock, the nature's energy that will actually heal your organ at different time of the day. They go to different organ. So if you don't rest, certain organ will deteriorate and get damaged faster. So if you know how to rest, means don't allow the thought to arise, then that nature's energy will move by itself and heal you, and you recuperate very fast. That's why you must know how to rest, and you must have deep sleep. And when you have deep sleep, you feel very good, refreshed when you wake up. But a cultivator is slightly different. The cultivator can be in the state of relaxed body sleep, physically, but consciously, no activity, no movement, hardly any thought. It's just aware of whatever that is going on. Then the subconscious release, unconscious release, or thought activity through dream state or what, you can see them. You can be aware of them. So this is the difference when you are developed in your ability to be aware. You can also go into your sleep and develop the awareness within. And you can be aware of your snoring. You can hear them. Normally, like what you experience, one sound, it makes you aware, understand? Because you didn't really sleep. So that sense data, that trigger of the hearing, that is the one that you become aware of, understand? It's not you thinking. The eardrum, upon contact with that sense data, with the mind or the awareness, then it triggers like the light bulb physics experiment. The light bulb light up means you become conscious of that hearing. So that consciousness will become a pure consciousness before the contact go in. That's why your awareness is pure awareness. Then after that, relax again, silent. You do this training until finally you can maintain the awareness. Yeah. You hardly snore anymore. Yeah. Even if you snore, it's okay. Half a sound or one sound, you already aware, alert. That is how you develop the ability. Then during that time, you'll be very surprised. You can be lying down here people at the back of the room or what, they talk about you, very soft, you can hear, you can perceive. And then sometimes the ants movement somewhere, you can detect one. That is the sensitivity of mindfulness. Because you are completely silent. Then whatever you want to listen, your awareness there, it will listen.